Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, there's a lot of news to talk about, but the most interesting news is that Meta AI is now doing voice translations for Reels on Instagram and Facebook, starting with English to Spanish, and more languages coming soon. What that means is when you record and upload a Reel to Facebook or Instagram in English, people who speak Spanish will see your voice dubbed into their language, and the mouth movements will be appropriate for Spanish, not English, so it looks like it should. This is very exciting. I'm going to let the head of Instagram explain all about how it works. Additionally, the head of Instagram will talk about how long Reels should be and what key metrics you should look at to ensure that you're not only capturing people's attention, but holding it through the entire video and being able to tell when they clicked the heart button or double tapped the video to show that they like it, at what point in the video that happened. We'll get some updates from the YouTube team talking about some effects that they're working on, and we'll hear from the Buffer team with what they are working on as well. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the biggest news of the day, which has to do with the Meta AI voice translations for Reels on Instagram and Facebook, from English to Spanish. Here's the head of Instagram explaining how this works.
As of this week, all public accounts on Instagram are gonna have access to our AI translation feature. Now for now, what this does is it translates videos from English to Spanish and Spanish to English. But over time, we're gonna add more and more languages. And the reason is we believe there are lots of amazing creatives out there who have potential audiences who don't necessarily speak the same language. And if we can help you reach those audiences who speak other languages, reach across cultural and linguistic barriers, we can help you grow your following and get more value out of Instagram and the platform. So more to come soon. Let me know down below in the comments what you think. Peace.
Okay, so now you understand how the feature works. To prove what it actually looks like, the head of Instagram uploaded that same video that he just made, except this time it's entirely in Spanish and he doesn't speak Spanish.
A partir de esta semana, todas las cuentas públicas de Instagram tendrán acceso a nuestra función de traducción de inteligencia artificial. Ahora, por ahora, lo que hace es traducir videos del inglés al español y del español al inglés.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. I'm not going to play the whole thing. You already heard it all in English. I, sadly, do not speak Spanish, but that is a good demonstration of how the tool works. I will link to Adam's post so you can see it for yourself. Adam Mosseri also answered a question about how long Reels should be. The question: does the duration of a Reel affect the reach? For example, up to 30 seconds and more than 30 seconds? Here's Adam's answer.
So there is no perfect length for a Reel, but generally we recommend Reels under 3 minutes because Instagram is generally focused on shorter video. And I would also suggest a few things. One, think about what your hook is. How are you going to get someone's attention in the first 3 seconds? And if you go to Insights, you can actually see what your drop-off rate is and whether or not you're managing to capture people's attention in those first 3 seconds. You can also, and this is new, look at where in your video you seem to be getting your likes, which might give you an indication of what part of your video people are enjoying the most. But experiment, take a look at those insights and try to figure out what works for your audience, and try and keep doing that, because what works this month might be different than what works next month. So good luck. Peace.
I agree with that advice. I think the first 3 seconds are absolutely critical. You have to hook people, but also you have to give them a reason to keep watching. What is the end going to be? They should be very invested in finding out how the video ends. This is important. I'm not saying that I do this perfectly. I struggle with this myself, but it's something to spend time thinking about, because that is an area where there's a lot of room for improvement. I'll speak for myself there, but I think that applies more broadly. Let's move on to talking about Buffer. Last week on the show, I talked about how Buffer had released a lot of data showing how frequently you should post. And I read through that data from a blog post so that I could share it on the show. But I found a video clip of someone from the Buffer team explaining it, and they do a lot better job than I do. Here's the clip from the Buffer team explaining how often you should be posting on Instagram.
How often should you really post on Instagram in 2025? We studied over 2 million posts from over 100,000 plus accounts.
And the data is crystal clear.
Posting 3 to 5 times a week is a sweet spot. Follower growth rates more than double compared to posting just once or twice a week. And reach per post goes up by 12%. If you have the bandwidth and can post 6 to 9 posts a week, you can pretty much boost your growth by 3.7x. If you have the bandwidth to post 10 plus posts a week, then you can basically boost your growth by 5.5x. But here's the nuance. Gains can shrink with every step up, and quality can slip if you're pushing too hard. And the flip side, not posting at all comes at a cost. Accounts that went a week without posting saw a follower growth dip below their baseline, or what we call a no-post penalty. It's not just about the followers, though. More posts equal more weekly reach, and even higher reach per post. In other words, consistency is rewarded. So what's the takeaway? Post enough to stay consistent, but never at the cost of quality. Even increasing your posting cadence from 2 posts a week to 3 posts a week can make a meaningful difference. If you're interested in studying the data more at your own pace, then please head over to the Buffer blog. More details are in the caption.
Okay, since we're talking about Buffer, they actually have a new feature, and I want to mention this briefly as well, because now you can bulk schedule posts on Buffer if you need to from a CSV file, which I think is a very interesting idea. If you have a lot of content that you want to upload and you don't want to do it all manually, this is the way.
One of our most requested features of Buffer has just dropped, and if you plan your content in spreadsheets, I think you're going to love it. With bulk upload, you could schedule up to 100 posts at a time using a CSV file. This is really handy if you want to schedule out content over weeks or even months. Think things like evergreen content from your blog or recurring tips. Or if you're an agency or freelancer with multiple clients and they like to manage their content in spreadsheets, you can get this content into Buffer in minutes instead of hours. Or maybe all your content lives in another tool and you need a quick way to get it over into Buffer. There are so many different ways to use bulk upload. I really hope you enjoy this feature. Let us know what you think, and the team at Buffer says hi.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Lauren, program manager at YouTube, with what they've been working on and their latest updates. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's dive into the YouTube updates, and here's Lauren from the YouTube team talking about what they've been working on.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. We're improving comment moderation in YouTube Studio. Up until now, creators could only select a limited number of comments to action on at one time. And now, we're bringing the ability for creators to select all comments and take action like remove or report. We know creators have been looking for this functionality to help manage their content more effectively, and we're excited to announce that it's beginning to roll out to all creators this week. Next, over the past year, we've been experimenting with and slowly expanding a new web-based tool called Effect Maker that will allow eligible creators to create, publish, and manage effects for YouTube Shorts, with the goal of making Shorts creation more fun and expressive. We're happy to announce that we're now expanding to more creators. Effect Maker allows you to publish your creations directly to YouTube, putting them in front of billions, expanding your reach, and giving you another way to grow your following. You can visit effects.youtube.com to sign in and confirm your eligibility. Effect Maker is widely available to users with access to advanced features on YouTube and who are located within our available 85 plus regions. The tool is only available on desktop for now, and we don't have specifics on expansion to mobile, but we'll keep you posted. When you publish an effect, it will be available to all users that are eligible to create shorts. On Studio Desktop, you can choose to include an effects section on your home tab to showcase your creations and arrange if you'd like to customize. We'll leave more information below. We're also testing Gen AI effect creation tools this month with a small group of creators and plan to expand later this year. Effect creators can build interactive and personalized effects with these generative tools, so users can step into fantastical scenes, morph into imaginative characters, and so much more. Stay tuned for updates on this later this year.
Okay, I'm just going to pause for a quick second here, because what she's talking about, the Effect Maker, it sounds very similar to what Meta used to have across Instagram and Facebook with AR effects that you could do different things. You could create your own using Meta Spark, and then you could upload those different effects. I created some silly ones over time. I hired people to create ones, and there was a lot that you could do with it, but those AR effects were shut down January 14th, 2025 across Meta properties. Only the ones created by the Meta team are still in effect. It's very interesting to me that YouTube is spending time and resources focused on these kinds of effects when Meta stepped away from them. I'm not really sure what that indicates, but definitely something to watch. If you had created effects using Spark in the past, this might be a good thing to look into on YouTube. Here's the rest of what the YouTube team is working on.
Moving on. We're introducing a new feature that gives creators the ability to limit comments to subscribers only as well as adjust how long a viewer needs to be subscribed before they can comment. Subscribers often feel like they're part of a creator's community and tend to contribute more positively to comments because of this. This new moderation setting aims to give creators more control over who can comment and how viewers engage with comments. At this time, the ability to adjust who can comment is only available at the individual video level, but the team hopes to add additional settings in the future. To bulk edit who can comment, navigate to the content page, select one or more videos, click Edit, then Comments, select the Who Can Comment field, and select your preference. Finally, click Update Videos. For channel-level comment settings, please use the Community Moderation settings in YouTube Studio. This feature is only available in Thailand on desktop and mobile at the moment, but the team plans to expand to more countries soon. Even if you don't have the feature yet, the team would love to hear your thoughts, so leave them below. Now, an update from Brand Connect to help improve how creators manage their brand collaborations on YouTube. We're launching a feature that gives creators the ability to tag their brand partners during video upload or when editing existing videos. This will be available globally on the YouTube main app or YouTube Studio for creators in the YouTube Partner Program. How does this help streamline partnerships? Creators can now associate individual videos with a brand, providing greater control over which content advertisers can use instead of sharing an entire channel. This also enables advertisers to promote a creator's sponsored content to a wider audience via partnership ads, which increase the visibility of the collaboration and can drive additional traffic to a creator's channel through a subscribe button, which will be included in the ad. Creators with branded mentions will have increased visibility in the advertiser's creator partnership hub and may be suggested to new brands for additional campaigns. Lastly, advertisers will automatically gain access to valuable organic video performance data, which mitigates the need for creators to manually share performance data via screenshots. Eligible creators can find this feature in the paid promotion and brand section under video details. Let us know if you have any questions. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to stick around after the music, you can hear me do Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. As always, thank you for listening.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job. Pause. Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this on the show before, but I really like to read books. I have an e-reader, and I usually read for about 10 to 15 minutes at night before bed. I like to read, you know, spy thriller type books where they have to protect the president or something similar. And I do read science fiction books. I read nonfiction as well. I try to mix it up, but fiction is really my favorite. Recently, last year, I read a book called Project Hail Mary. If you haven't read this book previously, it's by Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian. And I'm mentioning this because Project Hail Mary is soon going to be a movie with Ryan Gosling. You may have seen the trailer already. If you haven't seen the trailer, I don't suggest watching it because it kind of ruins some plot points. But I would definitely recommend reading the book. I read the book, I'm going to say about 18 months ago, close to 2 years, now that I think about it, and I would like to read the book again, and I'm actually very interested in listening to the audiobook edition. So I was wondering if maybe we could do some kind of book club. If you are interested in reading this book, you read it before, you haven't read it before, but you want to read it, or you want to listen to the audiobook, send me a DM. Maybe we could do some kind of book club where we all start reading it like September 1st or something. It's just an idea. If you are interested in this, if that's something you're interested in, send me a DM. Thank you so much for listening to me talk about something else. You have no idea how refreshing it is to just take a break from talking about social media to talk about something else that I am interested in.